Catch up on Husey and Kate in comfort and style with a pair of Skechers new Go Run Mojo trainers. See the range at Skechers.com.au.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? Gather round on the radio now for Husey
and Kate. Husey and Kate catch up.
And a happiest of Tuesdays to you. It is Husey and Kate driving you home.
Yeah, that's a woman clapping because she's got a... She's stuffed the eyeballs full of cake.
I am. We just had to have a little bit of cake just because sometimes you have to. Sometimes we make a cake call in our office.
And so me and you went across to the shop.
Yes.
And you and I contributed. No, yes. You paid for it. You paid for it. I'm going to put that out there.
You were instrumental in the cake selection.
It's
a cafe across the road that's got so many cakes, Jack.
We've never realised.
We've never really gone.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of it now. So... Yeah, so what was the biggest hit, Jack? What did you have that you've never had before?
The peanut butter, I don't know what it was, but
cheesecake.
I hate peanut butter, but this peanut butter cheesecake was insane.
They had like 10 different varieties of cheesecake.
I was actually thinking, do I get the peanut butter cheesecake or the Nutella cheesecake?
Ooh. No, not
next
Nutella
time.
Cheesecake.
No, I think the Nutella cheesecake
They had
was
a
great.
Snickers cheesecake.
Yeah, I didn't.
My girlfriend Priscilla makes a Mars bar cheesecake. It's stunning. Stunning.
Next time I'll get the Nutella cheesecake.
But you got the snot block and we were all so happy.
The vanilla slice was great. Hard to slice in half.
Very hard to slice.
Katie did that sideways.
I did it sideways.
Said she was great at it and still made a mess of it.
No, only I'd learnt on the Christmas holidays last year when we were camping. You know when the bakery van comes around the caravan park?
Don't camp very often, but
it's really lovely when they come around. The berry lady comes around, and the bakery lady, and I got a snot block which I tried to cut up because they're so big. Mm. Never cut a snot block from the top.
That's difficult.
It just,
it's really hard. I mean, you don't want to eat a whole snot block though. Well, you do, but you feel bad afterwards.
No, you just
feel guilty. But I used to have a vanilla slice every day, Kate. For many years, vanilla slice every single day.
I wonder how many people still have something every day.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we're going to ask that question now.
Can we? It could ruin
it. I've never had that term before either. Snot block.
Is it because you're a poem?
Must be.
All right. Well, let's do it. What do you have every single day?
Without fail, 13, 10, 60. Is there something you have every single day, whether it's the same lunch, maybe you have
You know what we'll do? We'll give a prize to the person who's had the same thing the most days. In a row.
But they're already getting the prize.
Well, we'll give an extra prize. I feel like giving a prize away.
Well, of course, everyone that calls the show gets a Men and Mongrels calendar, so there's a prize.
That is true.
13.
What was that song, Jack?
Men and Mongrels. He hasn't got it there yet.
Not there just right now, but I'll get it for you. 13, 10, 60. What do you have every single day? A little bit impromptu.
Someone's gone with coffee. We're not going with coffee,
No, with his coffee.
Oh, with his coffee.
You don't know what he...
All right.
You kiboshed him too soon.
Husey and Kate.
Doing an impromptu chat on 13, 10, 60. Wow. What you do every single day, what you have every single day.
Because I made the claim, which is true. There was a time in my life where I had a vanilla slice every day.
Where did you get the money from? Because you weren't cashed up in your family.
No, this was when I was an adult.
Oh, as an adult?
Yes, absolutely.
I thought you were hitting up Carmel, your mum, when she came home from a nursing shift a bit of...
No. This was as an adult, I would have a vanilla slice every day.
Really?
Yeah, I was...
Schnitty.
I used to, when I ate chicken, I'd have a chicken schnitzel sandwich and a vanilla slice.
All right, it's very
I was overweight, by the way. I was 20 kilos heavier than I am now, but I was happy.
Jordan, you know what we're talking about, don't you?
Hang on, we're going with Jamie. Start with Jamie. Oh.
Jamie, how you going, Izzy?
Yeah, great, mate. Every day for how long?
Oh, at least a year. I've been having a meat pie on the way to work.
Oh, Jamie.
Cool, that's a
just a classic claim.
7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah, very good. The long shaped one?
Don't tell the wife.
Yeah, yeah.
The ovally, long oval one that's designed to be eat in the at the wheel.
So what time of day are you smashing that meat pie every day?
9, 10 o'clock, something like
that. Oh, we got a late start.
Oh, Jamie.
Life's good for you.
No. Yeah. Is it
just
for smoker?
Don't tell her wife. I'm not going to tell her, mate. She might be listening, hopefully. I don't know where she is. But
I would do that with you, Jamie.
She would. Yep.
Hello, Jordan.
How you going?
Well, we're good. Every day you do something. You eat something.
Yeah, I drink a Rockstar every day and eat a sausage roll.
Together?
Yeah, pretty much.
So when we drink a Rockstar, for people who don't know, what are you talking about?
Rockstar energy drink.
Yeah. You're not a mother. What's the there's mother?
No, mother. There's so many.
Yeah, there's so many. There's like mother, Rockstar, Lee.
Why did you settle on the Rockstar, Jordan?
I don't know. Does it just got the guava, so it tastes really nice.
Is it part of a deal? Because I do love a deal. I love when you get a drink and a pie or a sausage roll for a deal. Is it a deal?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
and are you going to the same place?
Yeah.
So do they go the usual? G'day, Jordan, the usual?
Has it been longer than a year?
It's been a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Right, so you're in front right now.
You're thriving on. He's all amped up by the time he gets to work.
Oh, Mitch is going to knock those two kids out of the park.
All right, Mitch.
Morning, guys.
Yeah, Mitch. Mitch from Chum Creek, good friend
morning?
Of us. This is Mitch.
Oh, good afternoon. Sorry.
Oh, dear.
We used to do mornings. He remembers mornings. Now,
hello,
Mitch.
How
long, man? What are you first? What have you been eating, and then we'll find out how long.
Every morning, skinny cap, one sugar, and a pink iced donut.
Yeah, I'm not the. Well, I have coffee every day, and that's been going for a long time. But
with the pink iced donut,
and they've been going together for how long?
Oh, I reckon 20 years in working life.
Oh
God, that is a big effort. Wow.
Did you ever think about, because you're having the girl donut, did you ever think because of the sugar on that you don't need the sugar in the cap?
Nah, I need it.
Have you ever considered mixing it up? Like having some other...
Like a chocolate, a boy donut.
No, I can't do chocolate, no. It's going to be a pink one above it.
Some sort of other
pineapple.
Some other pastry, like what are those other pastries called? Danish. What about Danish?
Mitch doesn't want that, do you, Mitch?
No, mate, just the pink iced donut. Or apple cake with pink icing. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Hang on,
Mitch. Hang on a minute.
Did you just hear what you said then, Mitch?
If they didn't have any left.
Oh,
well, you've got to have a...
All right.
You'd think that they'd save it for Mitch because they know he's coming.
I like see how he got himself out of that one.
All right, Holly.
Yes, hello.
We were talking about people who eat the same thing every day. As a treat, we were thinking.
How long have you been going? How long's the streak been going, Holly?
38 years.
And what is it?
A banana.
Yep.
All right, Holly, do you remember, and it must have been about, I reckon it was about 8 years ago.
Banana crisis?
Yes.
The banana crisis when they went up to $16 a kilo.
Yes.
You're still buying them then?
Yes. I used to pay about $2.50 for a banana and then... You know what? 7-Eleven still sold them for a dollar.
Yeah, did they?
7-Eleven, yeah.
Even in the crisis.
Are you eating them it's the same time of day or you're mixing it up during the...
Usually on the way to work, but any time. Sometimes I'll have two, but it's like an addiction. If I don't have it, I get a craving.
So you really think you've had a banana every day for 38 years?
Yes, because I remember starting at school and it was like, what do you want to take? And then I just...
Really?
I know. I'm a little bit weird.
No. Oh, it's gorgeous.
You know what? You've won yourself.
Oh.
What?
A Remington Air 3D hairdryer.
Nice.
Yes.
Delivers world first 3D airflow technology for fast results and ultra smooth styles.
I've been using that at home. It's brilliant. It's worth $200, Holly.
I reckon
that's
you could eat a banana while you're using the hairdryer, wouldn't you? You could easily do that.
Well, normally that would be the hand you're holding the brush in.
I will.
Oh, yeah, right.
There you go.
Well done. Kizzy and Kate. Kate, you got a fresh Kanye story.
Oh.
Kanye West.
Yes.
Married to?
Kim Kardashian.
Yes. One of the Kardashians.
You know you know those terrible fires that they had in California?
Yes. Yep.
How's about how Kanye and Kim Kardashian hired a private team of firefighters.
Oh, that's nice.
And dug out, they basically, I think, dug out huge ditches around the properties and all their neighbours were like, oh, thank goodness, you saved us.
Well, that's lovely.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's a good news story involving those two. This isn't a good news story.
Oh,
should
no.
be because they attended the opening night. They were VIP guests, so front row, at the opening night of the Sure Show. So, Broadway.
So, her concert, or is it a tribute show about her?
No, it's a Broadway show.
Oh, so she's not in it?
No, there's actors in it.
Oh.
It's all about Sher's life.
Who's playing Sher?
I don't know. It's not the point of the story.
Okay,
so,
all right. Well.
I don't know. I haven't got a roll call of Broadway actors in front of me.
Oh, well, you would think that's if you've been cast as
Sher. It's not Meryl Streep. Maybe it is, actually. I'm not sure. Someone
Google
that.
She can play anything.
Who was playing Cher? But that's not the point of the story here. So you'd be so happy. Imagine if Kanye was in your front row. The Kanye, this man. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Yeah. For the day I die, I'ma test the sky. Now let's take them high. You'd be stoked, wouldn't you?
Very thrilled.
Well, they weren't stoked.
Why?
Because one of the actors, Jared Spector, who has a blue tick.
Oh, so you do know one of the actors.
Yeah, I know him, but he wouldn't have played Cher, so I couldn't have even guessed. Or maybe he did.
Might have.
The rings. Who knows these days? But and fair enough, if he did, he would do a good job. Now.
Especially to play Cher.
Exactly.
A guy could easily play Cher. Not easily, but a guy
really
could.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I don't want to.
I think that's all right.
Yep. That is all right.
Don't
very
you think?
Good.
Well, she's a very popular drag character.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's a great. Whatever.
Okay.
I don't think he did play it. Maybe he did. If he did, he'd do a great job and she'd be happy if he did. Sure. So, Jared Spector, during the show, this is during the opening night of the show,
yes.
Kanye is in the front row, tweets this. Hey, at Kanye West, so cool that you're here at the Cher Show. If you look up from your cell phone, you'll see we're doing a show up here.
Oh.
It's opening night. Kind of a big deal for us. Oh. Thanks so much.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh. Yes.
Oh, dear.
He's thrown that out to this guy.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
Whoa. Did he know he was on Twitter?
Did
Kanye get the message?
Yes.
Oh.
Kanye did get
the
message.
How do we know?
Because Kanye responded to Jared Spector and the at the Cher Show. And this is what he tweeted back. The dynamics of Cher and Sonny's relationship made Kim and I grab each other's hand and sing.
Babe, I got you, babe.
Please pardon my lack of etiquette.
Oh.
We have so much appreciation for the energy you guys put into making this masterpiece.
Oh.
That's a you know what that is? That's a teaching moment.
For
Kanye.
All right.
Who I think now will understand the phone is not important when you open it at the opening of a show or any show, people.
When he said
get off your phone.
It made him and Kim hold each other's hands and sing.
Mm-hmm.
At an inappropriate time in the show?
No, when they would, there's a musical.
So they're starting with I Got You, Babe.
I don't know if they started with I Got You, Babe, but during the show, he obviously sang that he was watching enough of the show to realise they sing that song. And the woman playing Cher in the Broadway.
I've lost interest.
Was Leslie Margareta did it at the workshop, but Broadway, Stephanie J. Block plays Cher.
Well, that's some pressure right there.
But Jared, the man who tweeted, played Sonny Bono.
Well, what was he doing off stage? Oh, it must have been after the skiing accident.
Sonny Bono?
Yeah.
No, but he wouldn't be on stage the whole show.
No, that's what I mean. After the skiing accident, he wouldn't have been on stage at all.
Go and see the show yourself. You'll find out how it goes.
Cusie and Kate.
Just back to the Cher Broadway musical that Kanye West was on his phone during and got tweeted by one of the stars, the guy who plays Sonny. There is actually three Shers during the show.
Oh, so they're telling her whole life story.
They start with Babe, then they go to Lady, then Star. So Michaela Diamond plays Babe, Teal Wicks plays Lady, and Stephanie J. Block plays Star.
We don't need to know.
And in the workshop, Gillian Mueller, Babe, Lana, Paul,
how
Lena.
How devastating.
Paul was...
If you played her in the workshop.
And didn't make it to the big dance.
Although, you know what that's like? You know, on the weekend, the kids were watching My Fair Lady, you know, with, what's her name?
Someone.
Audrey Hepburn.
Oh.
But I remember my mum tells me that Julie Andrews, the reason that got made into a film was it was such a smash hit. On Broadway.
Yep.
And guess who played her on Broadway?
Julie Andrews?
Yes. But when they went to cast the film, Julie Andrews not quite pretty enough, I imagine, to play how they envisaged her. And Mum said, it was terrible. was terrible. She really built that role into something.
She went on to do...
But she still did the voice in the movie. So when Audrey Hepburn sings in the film, that's Julie Andrews' voice.
Audrey Hepburn is a real looker, though. Well, she was. Is she still
stunning.
Alive?
No, she's not. She? No, no, she's gone.
Still in her day, though.
Beautiful.
And Julie Andrews was in
still around.
But also, she was in The Sound of Music.
Yes, that's right.
And she was good enough for the Captain Von Trapp.
But not good enough for Henry Higgins.
The fact that she was a young nun probably gave him a bit of extra kick in his step, didn't it?
Really? Oh, dear.
You can, you know, win the tussle against...
What? The tussle against what? Oh, your good
powerful.
Self.
No, and you're... If someone's going to choose you over...
Oh, who she's married to, a nun is married to. Mm. But she'd left the Abbey.
Yeah, but she left for him. She didn't
remember
leave.
There were things she couldn't face.
Women also like to leave with
Maria,
another option. There was
what
another
is
option.
It you can't face? Remember?
Yeah, and it was that her love for Von Trapp is what she couldn't face.
When we come back, you out,
text
love.
Trauma. Yeah. Yes, this text is trauma. Segment.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
Time for text trauma.
Hurry, Dr. Husey, it's an emergency.
This patient is suffering from an acute case of text trauma.
I think we're losing them.
Not on my watch.
Oh, doctor.
Look, one more time.
I can't.
They
I
all.
Just...
It's an autopsy of how a relationship died, basically, is what
normally
we're doing.
Normally, I'm
here.
Comforting you, doctor.
We're in the morgue. We're not in the emergency section. I don't know why we came up with that one. It doesn't fit
Again,
what we're
it
doing.
2 years.
It doesn't fit what we're doing. Next year we're doing a different one.
All right. This is what's happened. If you haven't heard this before, it's fascinating. It's a real life breakup from real people.
Yes.
Today it's Sarah and Jack.
So basically we get people to screenshot their phones because we all leave.
That's how it happens now.
No one ever deletes messages and we leave traces of every conversation we've ever had on our phones.
Sarah and Jack had been dating for a year and Jack was extremely infatuated by Sarah, so much so he got a tattoo of her name after just 8 weeks of dating.
I mean, the photo's attached. We've seen.
Yes.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, big, Sarah, big tattoo too. Not a little one, big one.
Yeah, it looks like, is it on his inside arm?
It's huge. Mm.
Sarah was eventually turned off by his intense love and broke up with him. She decided to keep things friendly, so she caught up with Jack for a drink, but the night didn't quite go to plan.
Sarah, everything was good last night. I loved having your company again. I was just upset because I'm losing you and you wanted to walk home. I just wanted to make sure you got home safe. Can't you see how much I love you? Please stop breaking my heart. I'm so upset.
Jack, you blew it. You blew your chance of a friendship even. You're turning into a really bad person and I don't want to be around you. You put me down. Call me horrible things. Just know. I have now seen the real you.
Sarah, you've got it all wrong. I was showing my love for you. You make me so confused. You are my everything. I just can't lose you.
Please stop. I don't want any contact with you. Last night I told you it's over and we're never getting back again. You've ruined your chance. I no longer trust you. Bye.
I was just angry because you wanted to walk home and it's unsafe for a drunk girl.
Whatever. Just stop with your excuses.
Sarah, let's go on holiday. I want this over.
No, dude. Just stop harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. I'm trying to get you back.
I don't want you back.
You're the love of my life. I tried my hardest. I can't do this. You'll never see me again. I'm gone for good. Goodbye. Was that true, Sarah? Did you never hear from him again?
I never heard from him again.
Wow.
OMG, but your is that on his arm, that big tattoo of you?
It is. It was from about the elbow down to the wrist.
Yeah, it's big.
Exactly where I imagined it.
That's huge. That is a big statement after 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And hard to tattoo over.
Yeah. But yeah. I think it's covered now, but, yeah.
Did you have to block him on all your on your phone and all that? Or did he,
yeah,
he,
definitely.
You did block
I blocked him. Straight away. He was quite intense.
And so with his intense love, the flip side of that was his intense anger towards you, was it, when he started being mean to you?
Yeah, it was just so infatuated with me. go out for drinks with friends and who are the friends, tell me where you are, when you're coming home.
Oh, no, warning signs, warning signs.
Well, you got out, which is great, and you've, moved, and you've moved on with someone else, is that right?
Yeah, started seeing someone new, so pretty hopeful with that. No tattoos yet,
No tattoos. Not after 8 weeks. Not after 8 weeks.
My wife got my name tattooed to her body after about probably 9 months or something, didn't she?
Oh, gosh, that's still too early.
Yes, it was. But you know what? She was very strategic, Sarah, well, because then what did she say to you, Husey?
You don't have to get one if you don't want to. So, yeah, but I
it was Valentine's Day surprise. And,
but we're still together 15 years later, so.
Yeah.
So it can work out, getting tattoos, is what I'm saying.
Sarah, you scored yourself the cold, hard cash that is $500. You can use that to get a tattoo of your boyfriend's name if you want.
I might be a good Valentine's Day surprise. Yeah.
If you've got any screenshots of these conversations, we want to see them, so send them through via Facebook page. Just search Husey and Kate. It's Text Trauma.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Driving you home this afternoon. Hey, if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of the show, we've got another season of Husey and Kate's Behind the Show.
Yeah.
And it's online now. It's all thanks to our partners at Canon Australia. This episode that's gone up today is very funny. It's Kate trying to order fish and chips, but she gives up very quickly.
I mean, you've really sold that.
It's very funny.
Cancel your Netflix plans, people.
How do we end up getting the fish and chips? I'll have to watch the episode.
It's very, very funny.
I can't tell you the last time I held a phone in my hand that was attached to something. I went into a bank the other day, and I swear I had not been into a bank, I reckon, for 3 or 4 years.
You reminded me of an idea here that I had the other night as I rode home with my cooler bag with fish and chips in it. And as I rode the bike home, because I'd rang up the fish and chip shop, ordered, and then I'd gone and picked it up.
Yes.
Food shops should give discounts for people who pick up their own food.
Oh, yes.
I should get $5 off if I pick it up myself. Because companies take so much money off the restaurant.
Yeah, they take 30% and they have to pay delivery as well.
Yes, restaurants.
Yes.
You give me $5 off and then you can keep the rest of the money. But with Uber, that's a great idea.
Good idea.
Isn't it?
Although poor restaurants are probably going, someone else we've got to give money to.
Yeah, but at least you're not giving as much money.
No, correct.
And we'll get exercise, not those four people who are now riding their bikes around Australia on everyone's behalf.
Now, listen, fish and chips?
Yes.
Bringing home the fish and chips?
Yes.
No, my friend, no.
I can't say that?
Not anymore. There's a whole lot of sayings. Our good friends at PETA, you know, the loonies.
No, they don't do a good job.
Remember they tried to sue the guy that took the picture of the monkey, the monkey who took the selfie in the wild. No, they're crazy.
They can take it too far.
They have taken it too far.
Well, we didn't need to come
now
back and tell us about it.
They're coming for the language.
For what we can say, what we're allowed to say.
About animals.
Oh, I want to hear this.
You'll love it.
Okay.
It's deeply enjoyable.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Because we need to be aware of causing offence. Language needs to change, Husey.
Yeah, there's some sayings that you can't say. There is.
Give me an example.
There's one. one that is being said occasionally on radio and it shouldn't be said.
Oh, a saying.
Mm.
It's being said on radio. Give me an example. How does it go?
Something in the woodpile.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, that's fair enough because that's about people, isn't it?
Hmm.
But have you thought about how certain sayings that you use might be offending animals?
No, I hadn't thought of that.
Luckily, there's always someone out there to pick up the pieces for us. And this someone is a university researcher.
Yep.
Sharina Hamzar, who has isolated certain sayings and said that we really shouldn't say them. And as veganism grows, you know, people don't eat meat, our language has to be modified accordingly. I mean, leading to this, really.
Good afternoon. This is John Smith at the PC Police. Do you have any idea where I pulled you over?
Was it because I said...
You can't say that. You can't say that. You can't say that.
a great song, isn't it?
Good, isn't it?
Can't say that.
Can't say that.
Well, give me an example.
Stone the Crows.
That was a good. That was really good, by the way. Everyone, Stone the Crows. Everyone involved in the production of that.
Thank you, Tim.
Give yourselves the from 6:30 onwards, or no, maybe 7. Work out the promos and then go home.
Yeah, take the rest of the night off.
Yep.
Stone the Crows. No.
I can't say Stone the Crows.
Oh, no, of course not. The poor crows. She's given us a list. Sharina Hamza has given us a list.
I don't reckon I've said Stone the Crows for a while.
So
you can't say that.
No, only Alf Stewart.
Can you say that? I'm as happy as a P-I-G in S-H-I-T?
Well, that's not on the list.
They're happy though, so I suppose you can. But if you're like inferring that they're only happy when they're in their own feces, well,
yes.
That is probably, you probably shouldn't.
You can't say that.
All right. What about this? So we've got a list.
Yeah.
And, but they've thoughtfully provided alternatives to what we can say.
Well, give us one that we can't say.
All right. So, well, you know what they've done? Instead of killing two birds with one stone by telling us what we can't say.
You can't say that.
Well, you can't say killing
but
two birds
with one stone. But how would you be able to kill
stone?
Could you kill two birds with one stone? You have to ricochet off the first bird and get to the second bird.
Yes.
It'd be really hard.
Like skipping stones on a lake.
Yeah, I know. But if could do that, it'd be a great skill to have.
And I mean, if they're kissing, if they were lovebirds, you could donk.
With a big boulder.
Now, don't think about it.
I don't.
And in fact, we can't say it anymore.
Yeah,
we can't kill two birds with one stone.
What do we
say?
We'll kill two.
No killing.
Kill two hunters with one machine gun.
You can't say that.
No, because it's all lovely. So this is what you say.
What do you say?
Feeding two birds with one
loaf of bread.
Scone.
Is that enough?
Oh, he was. Why don't we feed two birds with one scone?
You know what? That's never going to take off.
I think it might.
Give us another one.
You know, okay, all right. You can't bring home the bacon anymore.
You can't say that.
That's not nice.
I don't eat pig.
The pig.
But I actually would say that.
Bring home the bacon. You say it all the time.
That's a good saying.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's a bad saying.
So what am I bringing home?
Well, you tell me.
The non-bacon?
No. Don't mention bacon. It's hurtful to the pig.
All right, the soy.
You're bringing home the
soybeans.
Bagels. Bringing home the bagels.
I do eat bagels, so I might change that myself. I'm going to go with that.
Okay, all right. Yeah. You can't let the cat out of the bag, even
though. You can't say that.
It's nice for the cat to be let out of the bag, but no, wasn't nice for the cat to be in the bag at the first place.
Why was the cat in the bag? I never thought
about
that.
I think he was going to market.
What was he doing in the bag?
Maybe he was going to the dam. We don't know where the cat was going.
That's a very good question. And I am now concerned about why that cat was in the bag.
Yeah, why was the cat in the bag? You can't let the cat out of the bag. What can you do?
You can let the cat out of the place that it wasn't happy.
You can spill the beans. They don't care about the vegetables yet.
Yeah.
You don't flog a dead horse.
Are you allowed to spill milk?
You can't say that.
Can you cry over spilled milk?
Not if it's been extracted from the cow against its wishes.
No, you shouldn't have milk. Yeah, you cry over spilled almond milk.
You don't flog a dead horse. What do you do, Hughie?
But why would you flog a dead horse anyway?
Well, that's the whole point. You're flogging a dead horse. There's no point. That's the point of the saying, you fool. That is exactly the point.
So you don't flog a dead horse.
You don't flog a dead horse. But what do you do?
You flog.
No. There's no flogging.
You read a bedtime story to a dead horse?
You feed a fed horse. No point in feeding a fed horse.
I actually don't mind that.
It's quite good,
isn't
it? That's
not bad.
More than one way to skin a cat?
You can't say that.
Yeah.
Of course. We can't say that. What do we say?
There's more than one way to skin a...
No, yeah.
You can't say that.
To skin a banana?
There's more than one way to peel a potato.
Ah, ain't that bad either. Now, I've also got the first... How we got out of the cat, the bag and the cat. The first origin story claims the phrase refers to the cat o' nine tails, infamously used by the Royal Navy
for flogging.
As an instrument of punishment aboard its ships. The bag comes into play because the cat being made of leather, had to be kept in a sack to protect it from drying out in the salty sea air and keeping it flexible. So you can still say that.
Let the cat, because it was about human suffering, not.
Yes.
So, but what were the leather things made from?
Was it cat of nine tails? It wasn't made of cat's tails.
It's made of leather, though.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, 13, 10, 60. The question is, PC gone too far?
Oh, come on. Let's play.
All right.
Okay, what have you been told you can't say, is it? Yeah.
Give us an example.
Or what's going on at your work?
Yeah, what aren't you allowed to do now that you used to be allowed to do?
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
Coming up very soon, another edition of Husey's Book Club.
Oh.
For all your bookworms out there.
Oh, desperate.
Can we
for
say
it?
Bookworm? That's the question.
Well, we can't say bookworm.
Because we're doing this.
Good afternoon. This is John Smith at the PC Police. Do you have any idea where I pulled you over?
Was it because I said.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
You know, everyone who rings us between now and the end of the year gets our calendar.
Men and mongrels.
Where we have featured men who have rescued dogs. And I've got two rescue dogs in the calendar, Bubbles and Barkley. Katie, you're in the calendar.
Correct.
But if you ring us to get just to get that calendar, would that make you a prize pig?
And can't say that.
You can't say that.
A prize glutton.
Mm.
So someone's come out. A researcher at a university.
He's come up with new things you can say instead of saying, give us an example of what they've changed.
So
to.
Here's another one.
We've got another one. Yeah.
You can't say, put all your eggs in one basket.
What do you say?
Put all your berries in one bowl.
Yeah.
It's not that catchy, is it?
No.
You can't take the bull by the horns.
You can't say that.
But you can take the flower by the thorns.
No, but that's different. That's ridiculous. Because a flower by the thorns are going to hurt you.
Yes.
Or the horns
were taking the bull by the horns.
They've got it wrong there, Stav.
But is that the bull by the tail? They don't have an alternative for that.
I don't know. But I want to talk to Stav.
But people are Stav, experiencing it everywhere.
What's happening at your work?
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, look, we've got some company policies and it's, we're told we're not allowed to say things like "Hey girls" or "Hey guys."
You can't say "Hi guys." You, you aren't, and it's a company policy that you aren't allowed to say "Hey guys"
or "Hey girls," or just call people girls or guys. Just avoid, you know, gender-specific language.
No, but the guy,
hello, fembots, robots, menbots.
People get offended when you say "Hey guys" because often you include girls in that because you've just included Kate in your "Hey guys," didn't you, Steph?
Hey guys,
you did. You knew Kate was a woman and you said "Hey guys," fully aware that she's a woman.
You can't say that.
Sorry.
What sort of field do you work in, Stav?
Just in a corporate.
Yeah, right.
And so, for saying "Hey girls," generally you're not allowed to say that because that implies that girls are less than.
I don't think it's probably because people aren't all girls.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's different to that, Katie. I think "Hey girls," calling if me and Jack said "Hey girls," it's more like it's a thing.
Is it?
I believe so.
Well, you would know.
Oh, I don't
know. You're the one saying it.
No, I
didn't realise all those years you were insulting us when you said it.
Oh.
You can't say that.
All right. Stav is not alone. Mel.
Yes.
You have experienced this, not regarding the animals.
No, this is a workplace thing.
All right.
Yeah,
tell us.
I was working in welfare and we were told we couldn't say brainstorming. We had to say thought showering.
Why?
Because it might offend people who are epileptic.
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous.
You can't say that.
But that's crazy because I've never known any epileptic to say, "I've just had a brainstorm."
Yeah.
If they've had a seizure. I don't think anyone says that.
I'm going to Google brainstorm right now and see if epilepsy comes up.
You can't say that.
Why can't I do that?
Why can't I do that? The thought police will get a hold of your phone.
That's it.
I'm just trying to see whether I should go along with her work and get rid of the term brainstorm.
You can't say that.
No, I can't say it.
Stop it.
Brainstorm.
Meaning. You can't say that.
Brainstorm meaning. A moment in which one is suddenly unable to think clearly or act sensibly.
I thought brainstorming was the opposite, where we all have sensible thoughts.
A spontaneous group discussion to produce ideas and way of solving problems. Yeah, well, I haven't got epilepsy. Is the word brainstorming offensive to... is not offensive to the vast majority of people with epilepsy, according to a survey carried out in 2005. Times may have changed.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
We're just talking about things you can't say.
You can't say that.
And it's interesting, Katie. I mean, I know that you're not happy about it, and a lot of people aren't happy about it.
I'm not unhappy about it. I find it funny.
But, Joseph, what can't you say these days?
Hughie and Kate, first time caller, long time listener.
Oh, congratulations, Joseph.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, mate. Look, I can't refer to myself as a plump.
You can't say that.
Is it because you're, in fact, a proud heterosexual man, Joseph?
Last time I checked, I was a child of the rainbow.
Right.
But why can't you, man? Is your work not allowing you to say it?
Or people
in the street saying that's not appropriate?
Look, this just seems to be a common occurrence, Hughie. It seems to be that you can't refer to yourself as a term of endearment. If I want to be a big old pop, let me be a big old pop.
You can't say that.
That's interesting.
Ridiculous, mate. I think you've got to reclaim that name, and you're doing that today on the Hughie and Kate show. So we're part of the solution right there, Katie, I believe.
Yes, I think we've found that there's more than one way to peel a potato.
Mm.
Hughie's book club coming up next.
Book club, people.
Get on board.
Book club.
Very excited.
Oh, I haven't read the book this week, but then I never have.
What's changed?
Hughie and Kate.
Time for Australia's favourite new club.
Gotta fix the garden. Hughie's
book
is on.
Oh,
it's book club day.
Well, here we all are.
Every Tuesday for the last few weeks, we've done book club.
Yep.
And Katie, did you enjoy Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine?
I didn't read it because, as has happened at every book club we've had, you haven't told us what the book is.
I know.
That's coming
up. You're right. Well, next week I will. After this book club, I'll think of a book. I haven't got a book. I finished this last night. Eleanor,
you're doing a lot of reading now that you're off your social media.
I'm off everything.
And you're not watching sport. You said to Mr. Darcy and Annabelle, two of our beautiful producers, you said basically you've become a woman.
I've become a woman. Stop watching sport, started reading books.
Are you now getting paid half of what I get paid?
I hope not. Still would be a fine pay packet, by the way, people. So I am now able to join in with many female conversations.
Right.
Because women, I think, read more than men. I don't know what the studies
I think the stats, that's correct.
Yeah, so this book was, I took over my wife's Kindle, you know that, which is an electronic reader, an e-reader. You had a question about Kindle, didn't you?
Oh, yes. If you get a
book.
Kindle,
yep.
Does it come preloaded with books or do you order books on it?
You order books on it. As far as,
but sometimes they've got books on them, don't they?
I got a new one, but I'm using my wife's account, so I got her books on my account.
And how much is a book on a Kindle?
It's much cheaper.
Yeah, it would want to be because you're not actually getting a book.
Well, you are. You're getting a book that you can read.
No, but you're not getting anything you can sell at a garage.
It's definitely cheaper.
Yeah, how much?
I think it's $7, probably what they average on a Kindle.
Really?
Where they're averaging 20 or more
I find that a lot, don't you, Jack?
Why don't you get them cheaper? But anyway,
convenience.
Anyway, let's forget about that. Now let's get on to this book. Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine.
I don't like the name.
I avoided reading the book for quite a while. It was sitting in my wife's Kindle, and
it's like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah,
the name is not.
But I run out of other options, to be honest.
What?
Yes.
There's millions of
and
books.
And I was somewhere where you couldn't use. You need Wi-Fi to connect to go to the bookstore.
You're really not selling.
And I didn't have Wi-Fi,
Kindle. You're not selling the Kindle.
I had to read one of the books that was already on her Kindle. And it was this one, Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine. It's a book about a young woman who is very self-contained and she's lonely, really, and she works in an office and she does the same thing every single day.
How old is she?
She drinks a lot of vodka. She just turned 30.
Right.
Eleanor is her name. But in the process...
Eleanor Oliphant?
Oliphant, yes. But in the process, in reading the book, you find out why she is like she is.
How is she?
Something terrible happened to her when she was a child.
Like terrible. How terrible?
Oh, horrendous.
Too terrible to say on the radio?
You've got to wait till the end of the book to find out exactly what happens to her. But
so you can't tell us?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Because it's a spoiler alert.
It's shocking, yes. It's shocking. But it's a very funny book.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't laugh out loud, but there was. It's amusing.
Is it amusing when you come to the terrible thing that happened to it?
No, that's terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's not
so
amusing.
So you, ha, 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 ha. Oh.
Yeah, and you feel guilty about laughing.
Do you cry?
Not really. I didn't cry, but I only finished it last night, but it has stayed with me. So,
has
yes.
it? Well, yes, because you had book club today.
No, it will stay with me, and it is actually subtly changed the way I operate in society.
What? Mm.
I am... I rang my mother today.
Did you?
I thought about ringing my brother. I haven't rang him yet because he does shift work. I don't know where everyone is off shifts, but...
Was it to talk about terrible things that had happened to you and your child?
No, talk about the way
What sort of things has it stirred up?
It stirred up. Look, very important. Our relationships with each other are important.
That's all we've got.
Yes, and it's important to be kind. It's lovely to be kind.
Yeah, it is lovely to be kind, but it's also good not to be a chump.
I'm not saying give all your money to a homeless man. I'm just saying, but give some money. Mom, that's got nothing to do. What you give or don't give to beggars has got nothing to do with this book. She's not a beggar. I'm saying.
Is she a drunk?
She was a drunk, yes.
So she's anaesthetising herself.
Yes.
And then what happens? Does she fall in love with someone?
There is men.
It's a romance.
It's a romance.
She's got a chick lit.
She's got a terrible scar on her face.
Does she?
I'm not saying it's chick lit because I just read a book called Little Fires Everywhere, which I know that Darcy and Annabelle, two of our producers, you loved Little Fires Everywhere, didn't you? Just say that into the microphone.
I loved it.
You both loved that. Well, guess what? This book is 10 times better than Little Fires Everywhere. That is chick lit, I believe. I didn't mind Little Fires Everywhere.
Just lit.
This is a really good book. I've given every other book we've had so far 4 stars out of 5.
Have you? Even that one you didn't like very much.
Yeah, I gave that 4 out of 5.
Every book so far. 4 out of 5.
Every book you've given 4 out of 5.
Well, Eleanor Oliphant is completely fine, is getting 5 stars.
Can I read it on my holiday?
And what we're going to do here with the first couple of people who call us are going to get that book.
Oh, join the book club, 131060, if you want a copy of this book that Hughes has just read.
I think you have to say the name of the author when you do it.
Gail Honeyman. She's from Glasgow.
I don't want to run book club.
Yeah, sorry, Gail Honeyman.
Yes.
So who wants the book? One more
131060. You can grab yourself a copy of this book that Hughesy just read.
Hugh.
5 stars. Change the way
you
live.
Oh, it's won lots of awards. Look at
Change
the cover.
Change the way you live. It's beautiful.
Really? Tell me how to bloody
nose. Gotta fix the garden. Hughesy's book of the month club is on.
Hughesy and Kate.
Guys, the UFC, the fastest growing sport in the world, is coming back to Australia, Melbourne, next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Put Feb 10, 2019 in your calendar, right at Laver Arena in Melbourne, Katie. UFC 234.
I do the intro?
Yes, all right.
Because it's...
Here we go.
Robert the Reaper!
Well, for that. Thanks for having me, guys.
Did that get you all G'd up?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready to fight.
Can you punch Hughesy?
Don't punch me. Even with your broken hand, it's still not worth it. Now, mate, how do you feel that she fancies herself as a ringside announcer? Do you think she's got what it takes?
Oh, 100%. I could see some serious talent there and hard work.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Just from those 4 words.
And that's all you need.
She also thinks she could be a good round girl holding the numbers for the rounds.
But you know what I would be good at? If you need someone to really get you angry, I could be like, I've got the knack of just having a little word in your ear that'll really make you see red when you go out there.
I don't know about that. My wife and 3 kids have got that down pat. Trust me about that.
Yeah, I can understand
it's funny
that.
Because your demeanour is so gentle, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, just on meeting,
it does feel,
you're
even
very
you
lovely.
Feel like you're a relaxed sort of guy.
Time and place for everything, mate.
Yeah, good, and I like that. You save your energy for the ring.
How do you get yourself, you know, ready to go?
You know, when there's someone standing across from you who wants to punch you in,
right.
It's not hard to find the
motivation.
You
defend yourself.
But yeah. In that ring, they can do all sorts of things to you, can they? They can come at from any single... There's so many angles where they can destroy you.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's what makes it fun.
It does, and it makes it really fun to watch. Your last fight was an absolute just cliffhanger, wasn't it? It was like I was watching in an Irish pub, Katie, and the whole pub was just enthralled.
Was that the broken hand?
Yeah, I broke my hand in the first round and I had to fight another four with it. So
really?
You held on for dear life, really, didn't you, by the end of it?
It was a hard fight. It was a very hard fight. You know, once I broke my hand, I was at a severe disadvantage.
Of course.
I see you've grasped the basics of fighting.
Yeah. I worked that out pretty quickly. So,
and then did Romero, your opponent, know that you had broken the hand?
Who knows? You know, who knows really? But without it, I couldn't stop a lot of what he was doing. And if you've seen him, he's a big dude.
Oh, it's brutal. Right. It was it's a scary thing to watch, mate, but you got through. And you must have been bloody relieved at the end to get across the line in that one.
You know, I'm very proud of myself, you know, for getting through that fight and for coming away with the victory and the, you know, the result that I wanted. It was a tough fight and I'm proud of that.
So is that 9 in a row now? Is that? So, and the world is obviously taking notice of you, and we're very proud of you. And
we're claiming you as our own. Well, you've got
he's got an Australian passport, right?
Yeah. I know, but
I have the Southern Cross branded on me.
Yes,
do you?
Exactly.
Yeah, of course I do.
Who would think that someone who fights would have the Southern Cross on them?
It's the view from Australia, not the view from New Zealand with the Southern Cross, isn't it? Yes, absolutely. Because you know how Australians love to claim New Zealanders, but you are definitely Australian, all right?
So. Yeah, I was completely raised here.
Yes, of course you were.
Passport, it says Australian.
Yes, exactly, it does.
I'm very proud of
you. I was going to give a shout out to our New Zealand cousins
Don't worry about them. They're not listening.
No, you can see that obviously I have some Māori DNA, like some New Zealand DNA in me.
I'm a tough kid. Yeah,
and I'm proud of my heritage there. But, you know, I was raised complete in Australia, so.
Mate, how old are you?
27.
Yeah, right. So I'm 48, and when I went to school, there was basically UFC fights every day, like in the schoolyard, you know, back in the 70s.
No one had thought to sell tickets.
Back in the 70s up to the mid-80s, that's what school was. But my son, who's 9, I said, do you ever have fights in the class? Is there ever fights in school? He's been in school since he's 5. He's seen one fight in 4 years. Did you have fights when you went to school?
Yeah, I was a very angry child.
Were you? That's worked out for you, though.
What was your at school? What's the fight you remember the most?
What was it about? It's more reason. It was always about because I was poor. I grew up in housing commission. You know, I'm very proud of where I came from.
So did I, mate.
But it's one of those things that when people call you a houseo, quite a little fire in me back then.
Yeah, really?
So, you know, obviously I've got past that now. but
that's
at the
what
time,
I'll be whispering in your ear when I'm cheating. I heard him call you a houseo. Off you go.
Oh, no.
Well, it is going to be absolutely huge. Tickets are going to go on sale December 7th, 9 a.m. Ticketek.com.au. You do not want to miss this. Robert the Reaper Whittaker.
You've got to be there. I'm going to be there. Jack, you're going to be there. Katie, you're going to be there. It's going to be huge.
UFC 234. Rob, thanks very much for coming in.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
Pleasure.
Man.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
Yes, driving you home this fine Tuesday evening. It's Susie and Kate.
Yes, it is, Jack. Now, hey, Katie, if you need to find love in your life, I believe an ex-bachelorette wannabe.
Hmm?
Yeah, a guy who wanted to be with Ali.
Oh, a guy.
Yeah, that's an ex-bachelorette.
Not the bachelorette.
Oh, yeah, right. So an ex-can't. What do you call those guys?
The guys.
But they're on. What are the guys on the bachelorette called?
Failed bachelors. Because they're the ones who have all applied to be the bachelor and got knocked back. Their bachelor also rans.
Well,
not to say some of them can't be sterling men.
One of the final few.
Particularly after the honey badger.
Yeah, well, the honey badger had a shocker.
Apparently they jumped the shark.
Yeah, but you know what? Some would say he's being honest. He's not into them. Why pretend? That's what some would say. And some would say he should have pretended. For us to have the closure.
Some would say, I don't know if they're the same some, mm. Some would say, why did you do the show if you had no interest?
Yeah, but some would
say... He was like a bank in Switzerland, Husey, from the very start, zero interest.
Some would say he might have had interest if the ones he wanted to be in there were in there. Like, for instance, some of the producers here at this radio station who we hit up on Instagram...
Yes, correct.
The day he came in...
Had they been in the house?
The day he came in to promote the opening episode of The Bachelor.
Yes, yes. And to tell us... whether or not he'd found love on the show, and we assumed he had.
Say, Katie, but anyway, put him aside, he's a very good rugby union player and he's great at advertising and there's many things going well in his life. Katie, one of the Bachelorette dudes, has shown Australia where to find love, and when we come back I'll tell you who it was and we'll find out where that anyone apparently...
Anyone can do it.
...can get a pash.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Can has a dude from the last series of The Bachelorette just told Australia where they need to go to find love. Remember Bill, Katie? Bill from Ali's just finished season.
I'll never forget Bill.
Well, just to hear how devastated he was when Ali booted him.
Right now I feel shit. Yeah, I really did see a future with Ali, and from what I could see in her eyes and the energy that was coming off us and in between us, I thought there was something really there.
So why did she boot Bill when she seemed happy with Bill? Remember where he took her for the home visit?
Yes, not to his home. He said his parents were overseas.
No, he took her to the home of the woman he met in the dog park.
Yes, he did.
And this is
who
Ali...
Who we've been involved with.
Well, this is Ali talking to the woman from the dog park who was meant to be playing the role of his mother, basically.
Mm-hmm. We met a few years back at the dog park. Yeah, we obviously live streets apart.
Yeah.
We hang out.
Came to my 30th. We're good friends.
And you've never dated?
We... have maybe for a very, very short period of time.
We have dated.
Yeah.
So they met in the dog park, they dated. We talked about Bill on the radio only, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, because he's fascinating.
We had a lot of women ring us up. This is one of the stories we got. Yes. Nicole, who did you kiss before they became famous?
I kissed Bill.
The one who had the took Ellie on the home visit to... You're not the woman from the dog park, are you? Who...
No.
Hello, Carly.
I went home one night with Bill. He kept telling me about how he meets all these people at the dog park.
Oh, did he? Like, that's his MO.
Yes, the dog park.
That's his hunting ground. Does he even have a dog?
He does, we believe. I've got a photo of his dog and I've got a photo here, a recent photo of him on the dog park bench.
With his mongrel?
With his mongrel in front of him. But beside him... Alex Nation, former Bachelor winner.
Alex Nation.
Yes, she won the Bachelor.
Or did she?
Well, she won.
She was chosen by Richie Strawn. Is that winning? I don't know. So she was the last woman standing.
We love Alex Nation.
Love
and
Alex Nation.
She chose Richie Strawn chose her.
And then he put her off women for a while, men for a while.
Yeah, she went and had a relationship with a woman. Now she's gone.
She's a good footballer, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she's okay. She's gone back to men. And look at the photo. Who is she kissing in the dog park?
Oh, is it Bill?
It's Bill.
Oh, it's Bill.
They're together now.
But haven't they just been in that show that happens in between?
The story that they're in Bachelor in Paradise.
And together. So obviously something happened.
Well, yeah, so they are.
In F1J1.
Well, that's on in March on Channel 10, so
we
check that out.
We can't wait. We know what's happened now.
Yeah, but it's only one of the many characters that go on that show. Everyone's on that show, so all the recycled ones. And, no, they're all recycled, so.
Yeah, there's no freshies.
So.
Yes.
They're together from the dog park.
Has Alex Nation got a dog?
Don't know, but I think that's his dog. My question to Australia is.
The dog park.
Is the dog park the answer? We've been trying to get our.
The dog park.
Our beautiful award-winning single producer, Sasha, we're trying to get her a dog so she can go to a dog park.
13, 10, 60. Can you pick up at the dog park? Have you done it? Do you know someone that's done it?
Who's got lucky at the dog park?
13, 10, 60.
We know Bill gets lucky all the time at the dog park. Is he the only man getting lucky at the dog park?
Well, if he's getting lucky, then there's women who are getting lucky at the dog park.
We get a whole board of women who've kissed him at the dog park. We want to move on from that, though. We want other people who have got lucky at the dog park.
Husey and Kate.
Are you getting lucky at the dog park is the question.
Sometimes A secret is hiding out in the open.
And it takes a guy from The Bachelorette, a guy called Bill, who brought Ellie around to his house to meet his parents, but he didn't meet his parents. She met a girl that he'd met at the dog park.
He'd hooked up with at the dog park.
And he's back at the dog park as we speak, basically, with Alex Nation, an ex-Bachelor contestant, and they're kissing in the dog park.
Yeah, but the dog park is where it's at. And we also spoke to two other women, not deliberately. We weren't on a who's pash Bill at the dog park hunt, but we still got two women who had. Of course, the dog park is where it's at.
Charlie, have you known this secret for a little while?
I have, Hughie. I've been using dog parks in the past. I'm a happily married man now, but in my heydays, I had a little Maltese Terrier, which was a gift from one of my ex-girlfriends that came in very handy when I was going to a dog park at Coogee and picking up very lovely ladies.
Yeah, right. They couldn't resist the Maltese Terrier.
Oh, and it was just a happy hunting ground. It was just, yeah. How many do you reckon over the years at the dog park? Are we talking double figures?
I'd say close to double figures.
Yeah, 8 or 9 or 10 women from a dog park, not in one night. Sasha French, our producer, you're listening to this, Sasha. Are you going to get a dog?
Yes, dog in the new year.
Oh, God.
Well, Sasha and I have both fallen in love with dogs much at the same time.
We've got our Men and Mongrels calendar. Everyone who you talk to now gets one of the calendars.
Brittany, perfect.
What happened to you, Brittany?
Oh, look, I had a little fling with a guy who I met at the dog park. But, Sasha, save yourself because dogs are at the dog park. Don't date dogs.
Really?
Oh,
he was a dog.
You're saying that they're only
like the Bills of the world.
Only players are hitting the dog park.
Well, if Bill and Alex met there, isn't that pretty self-explanatory?
No, we think they met at the other dog park, which is a show called Bachelor in Paradise.
In Fiji, apparently, this time. But, Brittany, that's numbered. What if you going to take...
But one bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch of dog parks.
Oh, Carly, did you get lucky at a dog park?
Yes, I did. I dated a guy for 3 years that I met through the dog park.
Really?
Yep.
What did he have and what did you
have? He had American Bulldog and I had Golden Retrievers.
And did the dogs become friends before you did or not?
No, sort of. We used to have drinks on Friday night at the dog park and then just from there we started dating and stuff. So,
drinks at the dog park?
Oh, yeah. Now we just faded out there.
Yeah, she has.
Oh, we're going to go.
I know. But people have got kids together from the dog park.
Yes, Sash, getting a dog, hit the dog park. It's all happening.
Good mate met his wife there.
She'll be passion Bill before Easter, I'm predicting.
That's it from us this afternoon. Don't forget, we've got those tickets to Immersive Cinema. Presents Dirty Dancing, Sydney and Melbourne.
Yes.
Tickets are on sale now. Ticketmaster, but go to hughesyandkate.com.au. You could win some tomorrow. We will be back then.
Bye.
All.
Catch up on Hughesy and Kate in comfort and style with a pair of Skechers new Go Run Mojo trainers. See the range at skechers.com.au.
Want more Hughesy and Kate? Download the HIT app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.